This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2019, kicking off hour number two here with Ian and Mark in the remote studio in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, at the Princess Resort. Yet another beautiful day here in Acapulco. We're talking with Rod Ambrisi from Dash Brazil. And you're a producer, director, editor, writer. You've been producing some Dash-related documentaries, the first episode in Venezuela. And tell again our listeners where they can go to find these.
Well, you can find the first episode on YouTube. It is in English, just to let everybody know. It's called Venezuela and the Cryptocurrency Revolution. And part two is called Colombia and the Cryptocurrency Revolution, where I show the 2 million migrants from Venezuela who are now in Colombia working and sending money
back home,
buying Dash and sending money back to Venezuela, paying with Dash.
Yeah, now this is, I mean, for whether it's Dash or other cryptocurrencies like Dash are a great way for remittances to happen, meaning sending money from one country to another to family members. It's a way that you can cut out the middleman, you get rid of Western Union, you get rid of MoneyGram and the banks and all that, and you can just send value directly to the person that you care about, wherever it is that they are in the world, for like less than a penny, basically.
That's how I got into a Bitcoin. Coin 2014.
Was it?
I'm an immigrant. Yeah, I'm an immigrant. I live in the U.S. I've been in the U.S. for over 20 years now.
I thought that accent was from Texas.
Yeah. And I was looking for a way how to send money back to my parents in Brazil. Yeah. And I don't remember which video, but I bumped into a Roger Ver's video on YouTube talking about this Bitcoin thing, and I didn't really understand Bitcoin, but I like Roger Ver's passion talking about Bitcoin.
Okay.
And
that's how
it got me into crypto.
You know that Roger Ver was introduced to Bitcoin by Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
so
I know
some
that.
Full circle. Here you are.
I know, it's fantastic.
So we're talking about Venezuela. If you're just tuning in and you don't know, it's a nightmare there. Political, you know, the wranglings aside between the people claiming to be president. That's what's going on there now. Protests in the streets, massive currency devaluation, and the Venezuelan people have really apparently become very interested in cryptocurrency through necessity.
Correct.
And that's, you know, whatever it takes, you know, we're happy to see people get interested in crypto. If it helps them, you know, feed themselves, that's even better.
I think that's what Dash saw at one point, is they saw that the need for it as opposed to the interest, right?
Yeah.
So in the United States, there's some level of interest in cryptocurrency, especially by people who realize that governments can use money for evil means, but there's not a need for it.
You can
continue. Many people go day to day in the United States without ever using any other currency besides the U.S. dollar.
Yep.
In fact, you can take your U.S. dollars to many other countries and use them there.
Venezuela.
You won't get the greatest exchange rate right at the cash register, but you can actually transact in U.S. dollars. However, in Venezuela, they're in a spiral of hyperinflation that they simply cannot pull out of. Their government at this point, they've gone so far, their government cannot pull out of the hyperinflation spiral, even if Maduro got a little message from a talking bird that told him that's what he needed to do.
That was amazing.
For those who didn't get the joke, Maduro talks to birds.
That's a story. It's a real news story.
And for me being there, I saw during the lectures, I host two lectures
there. How long were you there?
I was there for a whole week.
Okay.
For a whole week. And people were not there to do trading, how to learn graphic analysis. They wanted
They want to feed their family.
They want to feed their family. They want to find a solution. They want to know a solution that they can hold the $2 that they make per month, even though Dash dropped 80-85% in the past year, and Bitcoin as well, but the believer dropped, 1,000-2,000% in value?
So maybe
it was the best investment on the planet was to invest into Bitcoin, Dash, any type of crypto in Venezuela.
Anything's better.
Anything's
than
better.
The
Bolivar.
And so this gives them options. It gives the community and the businesses have been onboarding with Dash big time, with literally thousands of businesses now. And just run through just a quick laundry list of some of the things that you did while you were there with Dash.
Well, playing the Taxi Driver, which was someone sent it to me. I didn't look for one. I don't think I would find one. Maybe now. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner into different restaurants, and those are like upper class type of restaurants, like fantastic cooking meals available
well,
for
I saw,
you.
I saw a video online of somebody paying at a Papa John's. So there's like some chains that are taking it.
Papa
too,
John's,
right?
Subway, KFC. They were talking about it, and they announced. Uh-huh. And then KFC probably shut them down, say, hey, we're not going to accept this. You're
That's
making
dumb.
Too much publicity. But now they have something called Church Chicken.
Uh-huh.
They have 18 stores that sell same thing as KFC.
Yep.
That accept Dash as well. The thing for me was a medical lab. You can get x-ray, do blood exam, urine samples, and pay with the crypto, a motorcycle store as well. And now, literally, I don't even know how many more businesses are accepting Dash.
Well, there's
now.
A map,
discover-dash.com. You can find all the information there.
Once you achieve a certain level of synergy, a certain level of adoption, then you're going to see it go very quickly. Because here's what anybody who might be listening, dismissing all this as, whatever, it doesn't apply to me. What you cannot deny is that cryptocurrency is superior money to the money you're using today.
Yep.
Sorry, it's superior money to the money you're using today.
And it's not hard
adoption
to learn
adoption isn't there, necessarily. Yeah. However, in Venezuela, if adoption gets high enough, then they will have this just mass wave of adoption.
Well, this leads me to my next...
Sweep the whole country. Once that occurs, then you have basically Dash, or some cryptocurrency, hopefully Dash, is then a national currency that can be used internationally, unlike any other currency.
Right.
That's huge.
Here's my concern, all right? So this Venezuelan government... particularly authoritarian, particularly bad. I mean, all governments are bad. These guys are some of the worst. They have this scam coin that they've been promoting called the Petro. I'm not even calling it an S coin. It's a scam coin.
I thought it was a JP Morgan coin. No, that's not the
different
one?
Story. Oh,
okay.
Different story. Also fake, not a real cryptocurrency. I talked about that on yesterday's episode, actually. So this Petro is this ridiculous joke. They launched it in February. It's been a year since they launched it with this pre-sale, and they claimed they were pre-selling it, and then you couldn't actually order it. The website was broken. They changed the white paper. They didn't change all the white papers. I mean, it was just an absolute mess. Half a year later down the line, then, you know, by the end of 2018, they were then selling paper certificates to represent one of these Petro so-called cryptocurrencies.
Right, they've try to pull their fat out of the fire by doing the same old trick. The trick is to have a paper representation of something of value. Well, they didn't even have the thing of value yet.
It's just
crazy. Anybody can go right now and set up a cryptocurrency. These people couldn't do it in a year.
No, they couldn't. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So, the Petro aside... what happens if, I mean, do you think there's a chance that the government's going to look at this, they're going to catch wind that people are using Dash and say, that's illegal. You can't use Dash anymore. We're going to crack down on it. You can only use our Petro, which you can't get, or the Bolivar. Is there any concern that this is going to get, because you can't use dollars legally in Venezuela, right?
Correct.
You cannot go to a store and hand somebody dollars legally to buy something.
Correct.
You might be able to do it under the table if you know the right people, but not legally. So is there a concern about that?
Yeah, for El Petro is just billboards and the president talking on TV. They have absolutely nothing. You cannot buy. At one point, they were developing the coin, the token, inside the NEMXN blockchain, but it didn't go through. People over there are using Dash and Bitcoin. Bitcoin is number one. If you look on Google Trends for search, it's like Bitcoin number one. Dash is almost the same line, and then all the other cryptocurrencies way down on search trends. That's, I think, the only... We had a congressman in Brazil a couple of months ago, actually went over 1 year ago. He wanted to criminalize the use of cryptocurrencies.
Oh, boy.
There was a bill to criminalize.
Jeez.
It didn't pass, of course.
Let me guess he was one of the socialists.
I don't know, man. Even
probably.
Venezuela, it's not really about socialism or capitalism. That's just a disorganized country.
Sure.
They had no idea what they're doing. There's no ideology behind anything there. Each branch of the government, they don't talk to each other.
I've certainly heard some socialists talking from Venezuela how they everything's great and it's the U.S.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Messing everything up.
Right. So, and with this, the only thing I can possibly imagine is if the Congress, the Senate, or the President creates a bill to criminalize crypto, mm-hmm. put it in the same category as murder, drug trafficking, which makes absolutely no sense. But how are they going to enforce? Are they going to stop every single citizen and say, hey, let me see your cell phone?
Well, unlock your cell phone. They're going to say, hey, if you're accepting crypto, then
on the businesses in that case.
Well, for Argentina, use as an example, Argentina criminalized the use of U.S. dollars.
You want to keep going?
Yeah, of course.
More? All right, we got more coming up here with Rod Ambrisi from Dash in Venezuela, South America. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live from Anarchapulco 2019, talking in detail about what's going on with the cryptocurrency scene in Venezuela, one of the hottest, if not the hottest place as far as being able to spend crypto in real life. It's in Caracas, the capital city of Venezuela, but not just Caracas. There's other businesses outside of Caracas that are adopting Dash, and that's out of pure necessity. People there need money that they can hold on to that's going to hold value better than the Bolivar. Yeah, Dash could go down in value, and certainly like most cryptocurrencies in the last year, they've all gone down in value, which, of course, is a good time to get in. So if you are in Venezuela or anywhere in the world and you're just now getting into crypto, it's probably a good time, although we never know what's going to happen tomorrow. It still could go down some more. Who knows? But Rod, welcome back, and thanks for sticking on with me here for what has basically been a full hour interview. It's Rod Ambrisi from Dash Brazil. Sorry, you wanted to comment. So.
Talking about, actually, I forgot what I was going to say.
We were discussing many people walking by.
I saw Jeffrey Tucker walking by as well.
Well, we were talking about, just before the break there, we were discussing the Venezuelan government, and my concern that, well, if they catch wind that Dash is catching on, you know, because if it's just a few people using it, then they don't care. But if it's becoming a thing, and if it's, you know, a line of 1,000 people wanting to see a seminar about it, how cryptocurrency and how Dash works, that's becoming something that's, you know, there's buzz. There's people talking about it. So at some point, that may make it to the Venezuelan government, and that's my main concern is what if they actually outlaw it? And also, does having the Petro being this laughable joke of just a ridiculous nonsense, this is for those that don't know, the government created so-called cryptocurrency that basically doesn't even exist. You can't even get
backed
it's
by
ridiculous,
oil.
Supposedly backed by oil.
Correct.
Does having the Petro being promoted by the government, which is obviously a scam, obviously fake, does that hurt Dash? Does that hurt cryptocurrency in general in people's minds? It's like, oh, we don't want cryptocurrency. This is a joke. Does it, you know, is there a disconnect, or are people like able to see, oh, this is obviously not the government crypto? Do they understand the difference?
I think in this point, I'm going to say that thumbs up to President Maduro, because of him, he's the only president talk openly about cryptocurrency.
That's true.
On national television daily. And because of that, nobody trusts the government.
Yeah.
You can't really turn it off your TV because it's on the TV, on the radio. But then you hear about the cryptocurrency thing. You hear about this Bitcoin thing. And people will not trust El Petro because it comes from the government. But once they go and search what is crypto, they're going to find out what's Bitcoin. They're going to find out what's Dash. And that's why this mass adoption has been happening, because that conversation is on a presidential level in Venezuela, and that's pretty interesting.
So to some extent, and I agree with you, like to some extent, having him talking about cryptocurrency promotes the idea of cryptocurrency, even if it's a bad one in the form of the Petro, then they get a little bit more information about real cryptocurrencies.
You want to know what it is.
And that can wash away the misinformation presented by the government.
And it's been pretty much everywhere. Because the conversation, it's out there, you know, traveling other countries, when I talk to people, governments, senators, mayors, you don't see people talking about crypto. And then once you try to start the conversation, and if you start trying to explain what's blockchain, you will lose them in 5 minutes.
Sure.
You know, but once it comes from a higher level, even though their crypto doesn't exist, maybe will exist in one day, which I doubt it, because it comes from the government, they're not going to use that one. But then at one point, they will look for what is cryptocurrency, and the first search will be Bitcoin, Dash, and you go from there.
Yeah, I think it's a very exciting time, especially in Venezuela. It's a crazy situation, and it's great that cryptocurrency like Dash is there. And it's because of the Dash, you know, the masternode system. For listeners that are not, you know, maybe listeners are newer to the show, but like I said, a year ago or more than a year ago, we had Dash on as a sponsor for basically all of 2017. We did live promotions for Dash constantly, and of course, we're on almost 200 radio stations, so getting the word out, at least in the United States, about Dash. There's some value there, but this is really a valuable thing. And so what goes on, what makes Dash different from Bitcoin, one of the things that makes it different, is there's this budget, this sort of marketing budget, for lack of a better term, the treasury, that exists with Dash. It's 10% of all the mined Dash that comes into existence goes into this budget. So every month there's like about 6,000 Dash, I think, roughly.
Right, yeah.
That 6,100 or so Dash that is available. Now, obviously, as the value of Dash changes, that amount can, you know, the value of that can go pretty high to somewhat low. So we're on the lower side of it at the moment with all the prices coming down over the last year. But there's a good marketing budget there every single month that is what has funded your documentary. That is what has funded Free Talk Live talking about Dash for over a year. We're currently not in an agreement with Dash, but we'd love to get back in someday.
Hey, let's work on that.
But, you know, we've got to... The idea is you've got to sell these master notes. These are people who are holders of Dash. They're large holders of Dash. Now, in the early days when Dash was, you know, a cent, it was no big deal to buy 1,000 Dash and become a master node. Today, at 1,000 Dash, you know, it's close to $100. What is it? 70, 80 bucks worth of right now?
79, something.
Yeah, so
like
80
this.
Bucks, you know, you're looking at a significant investment in order to become a master node in that case. So there's about 4,500 master nodes. These are the people who do this voting. Anyone can propose to the Dash masternodes, whatever it is they want to propose, as long as they're willing to put up 5 Dash to do so. So you got to really be serious about it.
Yeah.
And so you put up 5 Dash, you know, which is, you know, $400 or whatever it is right now, and then the masternodes can vote on that, and that is what has made Venezuela possible. That's why Dash, as opposed to the 2,000 other cryptocurrencies out there, that's why it's Dash. It's not just because it's digital cash and that's how it's marketed. It's because it's marketed. It's because there is a marketing budget to send these teams out there to rent hotel rooms to, you know, wherever it is, whatever arenas they're having.
I came here to speak at Anarcapulco, and before yesterday, I was in Brazil talking at the Campus Party, the largest tech and gamers event in Latin America, because of Dash.
Right.
They sponsor my plane tickets and hotels and expenses to do things like this. And it's open to anybody, as long as your idea will, of course, bring value to the network.
Yeah.
The masternodes system is not there to give money away to people. You know, it has to bring some sort of value to the network. And let's work on your ideas. It's open to anybody.
Yeah, and so when I had proposed we'd proposed Free Talk Live to the Dash Masternodes for a renewal, and we got turned down. And it was like, oh, that's a bummer, because, you know, we thought we did a good job, and we did do a good job. But, you know, the money is a little tighter in supply, and the Masternodes have to decide where to put it. And so they've decided Venezuela is more important. And I can't say I disagree with them. It's definitely more important to help people, you know, feed their families. Whereas in New Hampshire, for instance, where we're doing pretty well. I mean, as far as, you know, New Hampshire is probably second to Venezuela in the world as far as Dash accepting businesses per capita in real life. But the difference there is we've got to sell Dash based on merit. Like, it's not desperate. People aren't desperately hungry. They don't need a new option for money. So we have to sell and show people why cryptocurrency like Dash is a good idea to adopt just on its own volition, just on the benefits of having to satisfy your customers. Your customers want to use this, so you should do it, or the potential that it could go up. So it's a harder pitch. It's a harder sell, you know, to go into a business owner that is, you know, they're okay. You know, they're paying their bills.
They don't really need it.
They don't really need to do it. But we've managed to do it. And it's having that group, that core group of activists. And you said you might be coming to New Hampshire this summer.
I hope so,
is that
yes.
Right? So it'll be fun to kind of take you around.
I'd love to. On the
New Hampshire version of the Dash Tour, because it's just the same thing. In fact, these guys right here that just walked up to the table, if you've never met the guys from AnyPay, you've got to. In fact, that might lead me to, I don't have any more time for questions. It's been a whole hour.
It's been great.
I hope we'll get to see you again this summer in New Hampshire, Rod. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for the invite.
I appreciate it. And more coming up. It's Free Talk Live from
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Munich, Germany, Vice President Mike Pence has a message for our European allies.
The time has come for our European partners to stand with us and with the Iranian people, our allies and friends in the region. The time has come for our European partners to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
Laura Trump is weighing in on the decision to declare a national emergency at the southern border. The president's daughter-in-law says she's glad that more than $1 will be spent on constructing the wall at the southern border.
We know that Nancy Pelosi only said that she was willing to give a dollar. So, look, he got $1.4 billion within the bill for funding the wall.
Police released today that Gary Martin, the man who opened fire inside a manufacturing facility in Aurora, Illinois, legally should not have been in possession of a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. Take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2019, brought to you by Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You need help choosing a Bitcoin wallet, buying your first fraction of a Bitcoin. They can also show you where you can spend Bitcoin. Plus, if you're old school, you want to get the latest news headlines about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency world, they've got a great news site there. And you can engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Plus, if you're brand new, they've got the Bitcoin Academy that you can go through, and it won't take long. Just to give you the basics on what Bitcoin is and why it's so important. And, of course, cryptocurrency is huge here. Again, that's Bitcoin.com. Cryptocurrency is a big deal here at Anarchapulco, but that's not all. Last year we spoke with the president of Liberland, and I've seen him here, so I know he's around. Pete Jedlicka. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I can definitely pronounce your name. Stephen Melnick is here. Stephen V. Melnick, who is a CPA, but you're also you're also involved with Liberland. Hello, Stephen. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, so glad to have you here. What is it that you do with Liberland? And what is Liberland for listeners that are brand new, that are just tuning in? As we've talked about Liberland a bunch, but if they're just tuning in for the first time tonight and they're hearing Liberland, first, I guess tell me what Liberland is and then tell me what you do with
Liberland. Sure. Liberland is the nation that proclaimed independence almost 4 years ago. It's a not very big piece of land that has been unclaimed by anyone. And it's located geographically between Croatia and Serbia. It's about 7 square kilometers.
Isn't it in the middle of the Danube River?
It's on the Danube River, exactly, on the west bank of Danube River. And basically it came about as a result of Yugoslavia's split up. So neither of our neighbors has claimed it. And if you look at the at most of the maps out there, it shows it as the land belonging to Serbia. But as soon as the country proclaimed its independence, Serbia stepped in and said, we have no claims to this territory. And neither does Croatia. But for now, we're looking for recognition from all over the world.
Now, this was, 2014 when Liberland was? I feel like that's around the time when
we first
started
doing that. Yeah, it's actually, it was proclaimed on Thomas Jefferson's birthday, which was April 13th, 2015. So we're going to be celebrating a 4-year anniversary this year.
So the idea is to create a freer place, right? Hence the name Liberland.
Correct.
And it's very, very small. What is it, 3 square kilometers? Is that what it is?
7 square kilometers. It's the third country in the world after Vatican and Monaco.
Very, very small. But potential. It's kind of in a swamp, right? So it's going to need some work. Like, they're going to have to get in there.
Well, I mean, there's some land. There is some swamp, but it's right on the river.
Yeah.
So potentially this could be a beautiful destination for tourism. But at the end of the day, I look at it as one of those nations. I call it Uber Nation because... Mm-hmm. It's a very small piece of land, but already there are over 600,000 people who applied for citizenship. So the idea is not for people to actually live in the land. People are going to remain where they are in vast majority of the cases. This is basically a place of belonging, place of citizenship, place for even companies. Over 170,000 companies already applied to be registered, exactly, with the Liberland. So this is about Uber Nation. You know, the way we look at society right now, you know, the biggest transportation company owns no cars. The biggest real estate company owns no hotels.
Airbnb.
Exactly. Yeah. And the biggest retailer owns no stores, right?
Amazon.
Although they're now coming back, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So the same idea. Liberland doesn't have to be huge in size to be the biggest nation, and that's the goal.
So what turns you on to it? I mean, you're a CPA, accountant. You work with you told me you work with, like, the regulatory body that regulates CPAs, basically?
Yeah, I'm an attorney. I'm a CPA. I'm a tenured professor. I'm a writer and many, many other things. But what attracted me when I met the president, and...
Where was this?
This was... in Washington, D.C., I was asked to give a keynote address. This was AI conference, Washington Elite.
AI?
AI, artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Yes, and blockchain. And I was in the middle of my worldwide tour, and I met the president. I love the idea. You know, originally I come from Eastern Europe, former Soviet Union, and anytime I hear about the government, I get jitters. So when I hear about a country, and I love the United States, you know, I owe everything to it. I came here with, you know, with the United States with $100 and nothing there, and was cleaning bathrooms when
I
started.
Did you escape from
Yeah, I came
Israel?
As a refugee.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and so, and God bless America, but in the same time, latest developments in the country resemble too much of what I saw in former Soviet Union.
There's a lot of people who we've talked to on this show who have a similar story, that they got out of the Soviet Union and now they see this, you know, the writing's on the wall. They see the same stuff happening here.
Yeah. I mean, the life in Soviet Union, you couldn't say what you wanted to say or else.
Yep.
You either, you know, go to prison, you lose your job.
You support the party or else.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I see happening more and more. You were told what to say, what not to say, and how to say it.
Yeah.
So it's a scary development, to be honest with you. But so when I saw the idea of Liberland and basically coming back to the roots of even what the United States was created on, which is the idea of personal liberty, that attracted me tremendously. And when I was asked by the government's cabinet to help out, I was very happy to do so, and they asked me to help with their worldwide efforts, but also with policy from financial, legal perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be happy to help, and in the capacity they appointed me as their honorary ambassador at large worldwide. So I helped them.
How many ambassadors do they have? Is it just you, or is there a group of them?
As far as I'm aware of, I'm the only one that deals in global matters, and also I help them out in the United Nations. So we just had a couple of very successful meetings in the UN a few weeks ago.
What is that like? I mean, because you're this little country that, you know, is trying to do what it can do to, you know, get recognized. And what was the meeting like? I mean, how did that...
Well, the latest meeting was with a mission from Haiti, and this was a wonderful, very effective meeting, and they're very welcome to the Liberland and the idea. I have to tell you, I mean, if you look what's going on in the world, and we were in Washington, D.C., actually, not too long ago. I met with heads of state and some of the elected officials. We visited offices of senators, and I have to tell you, you know, and I think it's a true sentiment worldwide. People see what's going on. People see, you know, this kind of pushback against individual liberties, against, you know, freedom of speech, against, you know, with bigger and bigger governments. And this idea resonates. And we see a lot of, you know, little cracks happening around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, even though it's a small country, but as I said, it's already not a small nation, and it will be, God's willing, everything goes well, one of the biggest nations in the world, if not the biggest nation in the world. And, you know, people will reside where they will reside, as I said already earlier. So, you know, governments of other countries and elected officials realize this fact, and they treat Liberland very seriously, and we appreciate it tremendously. We'd love to work with all the governments, especially our neighbors. We're looking to help them, you know, economically, socially, bring business.
The last time we talked about Liberland, I mean, before we had Vita on last year, the neighbors weren't being particularly nice. Croatia had been arresting in the early days, and I don't know if they still are, but they would try to, like, the early Liberland supporters were trying to actually go to the property. But there's no legal way to actually do it, apparently. So Croatia continued to arrest. They would send their border police after these people. So even though it's a no man's land and Croatia doesn't claim the land, they would still go and arrest everybody who was trying to go into it, even if they weren't coming from Croatia. So even if they were coming in from Serbia, they would still be arrested.
Absolutely.
Is that still going? Are any of those court cases still in play?
Well,
what's going on with that?
Speaking of court cases, I mean, the higher courts in the country said that they have to figure out and clarify the border situation and exactly the situation with you know, what land belongs to whom. But I have to tell you, if you really think about it, I mean, I always put myself in the shoes of decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, you have a country, all of a sudden, you know, a bunch of guys coming from all over the world and starting playing in your background.
Right.
Whether it's your land or not. So Croatia actually is protectorate of the area right now. Mm-hmm. They're trying to protect it till things are clarified. And it's actually good because, you know, the area protected, you know, Liberland doesn't have its security forces or military. And the whole idea to be a very, very small government, basically to protect its people and to engage in diplomacy as its being biggest goals. So there's a lot of work to be done on a formal level. And that's exactly what the government is working on to formalize the relationship, to formalize recognition all over the world.
We'll talk more. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it, Stephen. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2019 on day number 3. All kinds of interesting folks here. Some we know from previous years. Some we know from other libertarian gatherings. Others who we've never met before, including Francis Hunt, who it's not your first time at Anarchapulco, but it's our first time meeting, so welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
You're also known as the Market Sniper, the Reset Sniper, the Crypto Sniper. Your website, themarketsniper.com. What's being sniped? Tell me about the Market Sniper. What is that?
The analogies. Yes. So not specifically a gun freak, although I like the fact that good American citizens can certainly hold on to their arms. So I'm all good with that.
Yeah.
It's more about an analogy. I'll give it to you quickly. In the Second World War, 250,000 rounds were fired for every fatality.
Wow.
You would consider that not particularly
efficient. Yeah, no.
That's the word I use. I like it. You're straight onto it. That was infantrymen. During Vietnam, I'm afraid, I'm not having a go at you guys now, but add a bit of jungle, that number went up to 450,000.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of lead being thrown around into trees and in there and keeping heads down and making a bit of noise, but not really efficient. If the game is to take somebody else down, an enemy, the snipers are where you want to be. So efficiency is the angle rather than murder. I'm totally against the war.
Me too. Totally anti-war.
So we're not for militarization in any way, but it's an efficiency analogy. And what do you think? Oh, I'll put it to you, Ian, a smart guy. How many rounds for a sniper to do the business?
One, two.
1.3, you're absolutely right. Very, very efficient.
Rarely miss, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And what's the point of this discussion? What's the point of this analogy? The key thing is, the reasons why snipers are so good is that they only take a shot if they are highly convinced that they're going to get the kill.
Mm-hmm.
They're not thinking, am I going to hit him? They're saying, have I split him between the eyes?
Yep.
In terms of like a headshot. And the other thing is, there's a high level of specialization, a high level of skills, and one of the reasons why they also don't throw so much lead in the trees is they rarely shoot. Most of the game is observation. Most of the game is preparation. Most of the game is bringing to bear exceedingly specialist tools to a specialist situation. When they throw down a chunk of lead, it's a big chunk of lead. It removes mm-hmm. what it is. So the efficiency of that is where we talk about trading. So the market snipe aspect is a trading element. So it's interesting you chose to choose that, but I'm gonna cycle to the reset sniper first and come back okay. to the trading element. The key thing is, there's crazy stuff going on in the world, and you either understand that that which cannot continue will end, or you don't get it. Most of your audience, I think, are already understanding that it's unsustainable and it will end. This
sure.
is the great reset, hence the reset sniper. So what's going to happen is, most people, if we have them in a room, are going to stand up and say it's got to end because it can't continue. But the problem starts to happen is, people aren't clear on what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got
sure.
a lot of great speakers that'll give you the amount of debt and unsustainability and all of that. It's carried on a lot longer than many have thought, but the key point is, what do you do? And I'm on the sort of financial prep. I'm not the canned beans and shotgun and cigarettes as currency guy.
Okay.
I think there's space for that, by the way. That's not a knock on the guys that
sure.
are doing that. It's about, look, power, wealth, money, and control structures, as I refer to them, all go hand in hand. If you study the history of Byzantine Empire, Babylon, etc., right the way through. And so people need to understand, what do we do? And they need to know the extent of the next crash is going to be so big that it, in the usual framing of problem, reaction, solution, there's going to be a removal of liquidity out of the system. And it's kind of like 2008, only on steroids, possibly five times more brutal. I believe there's already a plan, a draft plan for how they will play it out. So the problem is massive bank failure, all of the usual things that we've seen before. It'll twist slightly compared to 2008. It won't be subprime houses. We know that we pumped up debt in other areas, such as
education,
particularly university degrees yep. in the U.S., car loans. I mean, I was in the States recently. You get 7-year finance for buying part of a car. My dad paid off his home in 7 years, you know
wow.
what I mean? And that was not a depreciating asset, and a car, of course, is. So there's a lot going on, and the theme will be slightly different, but it's going to involve the same things.
Okay.
And the solution in terms of central banks tell us we have lots of tools. They don't have lots of tools. It's control P. It's print.
Print
it's
the money. Print the money.
Exactly. It's quantitative easing again.
Yep.
They'll call it something different. They'll name
yep.
it something different. they'll do lots of things. They can change bank print. Reserve ratios. These are all tweaks, but basically it's the volume knob. It either goes up or it goes down.
Oh, in Venezuela, they knocked 5 zeros off the currency recently. See,
exactly.
That solved everything.
Indeed. The zeros and the accounting face. Of course, Zimbabwe, not far from southern Africa, where I was.
Yeah.
By the way, that did give us a microcosm of what things tend to happen. Bitcoin did have a localized high in Zimbabwe that was about 5 or 6 times higher than other areas when that went down. I had traveled a lot to Ukraine prior to their crisis. I used to swap pounds for hryvnia. And then suddenly the airport stopped offering hryvnia long before the events and the troubles came. And I thought that was really interesting. And then the final time I did go post-crisis, it was clear. People knew that there was stuff going down. And the key thing is, with all these microcosms, they tell you a little bit of information. In other words, the pain of tomorrow can be seen in the seeds today, the crop that you grow. If you harvest weed seeds, you get weeds.
Yeah.
We can see it in microcosms of what's gone on. In Ukraine, what happened is they straight away retracted the amount you could draw out of the bank per day. So this is something you can expect. You will suddenly barred from access to your cash.
Mm-hmm.
That straight away helps perpetuate the deflation. Deflation first. This is the problem. When there's fear, there's deflation. Everybody stops spending.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody stops doing productive activity, contracts, lays people off, etc. So you get this violent contraction, which is the problem that they create. And then they come later with their solution, which they then gets perpetuated, and it's going to be a similar kind of solution that we've seen them generate. rate before. Only the scale will be a lot larger. And the key point that's slightly different is that everybody has been coordinated and synchronized into the same problem. So we have a massive over-indebted situation in China. We have a property boom in Australia and New Zealand that's starting to deflate. All the issues. So we've synchronized the global economy.
Ooh,
so it's okay. An all fall down together. So many of the
that
people...
That doesn't sound good.
No, it's not good. It's not good, and also it's required orchestration. In other words, there's been a synchronized theme through all central banks globally. You can call it random if you want. I don't believe in random events that seem to serve a particular cause. I think this is perpetuated. And the nature is we're going to have a reset in the financial system. So they already have a solution that will be brought to bear. But first, everybody has to get leprosy. You can't be in the leper colony if you haven't got leprosy. So even a country like Singapore says we've got a great problem. You know, we want to conduct decent financial situation. We can't have the Singapore dollar over-appreciating. We saw this in the Euro-Swiss franc when we called it short twice prior to the Greek crisis and then the second stage at the peg level. The Swiss were being swamped with Germans, Greeks, flooding money into Switzerland, selling the euro for Swiss francs. Why? Because they were proliferating euro. Obviously, it must devalue. And it was a landlocked country within the eurozone with better fundamentals, and they were overappreciating. So they dropped their interest rates. They ended up with a property boom. So you get forced to become a leper. It's kind of like if everyone has HIV and you're in a gay community, at one point they're all kind of, to be part of the brotherhood, you've got to infect yourself. And this is the global synchronized aspect that's going to make this far bigger.
Okay, so there's things people can do to protect themselves from this, right? If you see it coming, then you can do certain things, and cryptocurrency's got to be one of those aspects, right?
Yes, and with a caveat, no. You've got to be kind of careful. So here's the thing you've got to bear in mind. There's a sense of timing. Some things you can do that you can just kind of huddle your way through. You've got to hold through. Some things you've got to recognize. We might have to dance a little bit because the stepping stones, the minute you stand on them, start sinking. And when you get extreme deflation, say you lose your job or your business gets its income halved, everybody relies on everybody else. Even if you are absolutely powerful and you're off-grid and self-reliant, but you have an income that relies on other people and they are not, you are going to contract too. And the problem is, if you've taken the best steps in terms of insurance, like your gold, like your silver, the real hard money,
you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, right? You don't want to do all crypto, maybe some gold, maybe some silver, and keep a little bit of
fiat. But you're going to need to survive while they crash those assets first. Look back at the charts in 2008 on gold and silver. They went from 1,030 down to 681 during 2008. Until the solution came, which was a QE. Then they went up. But first, the good guys that did the planning got shaken out at the bottom because they lost their job. And business cycle turned down. So in other words, the extremity and scale of the fear that will be generated, you have to make sure you aren't a forced seller of all your good planning.
That's absolutely a
key point. That means you cannot have debt because they can spike the rates to turn you into a tenant in your own goddamn home.
Yeah, you don't want to have to sell that cryptocurrency in desperation at the very bottom, right?
The best laid plans of mice and men.
So these are some of the things you're talking about over at themarketsniper.com.
Absolutely.
On a regular basis.
Indeed.
You're producing, what do you produce, video? Do you do
content. We have a premium community. Yeah. I do free content for folks that just want to, the first time I'm hearing you. Please, go sub on the Reset Sniper, the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
The Crypto Sniper and the Market Sniper. We see these three overlapping circles, and the sights of your sniper rifle needs to hit that spot that catches all three of those. Recognize the system fails. Understand the fundamentals. That's all about the reset. Cryptos will play a role. Understand how they work. We were short this whole of 2018. People hated us. Why? Because people establish a belief system, and they have fantasies.
Francis, we're short on time. Thank you. I appreciate it. TheMarketSniper.com. Go check him out. Real sharp guy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health.
not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.